Okay, guys, this is getting very busy in here. Okay, welcome to you all. Welcome along today to this live call, special call, world exclusive, and I really am excited about this. As you can probably tell this week, the emails that I've been putting out about this guy, it's very rare that you actually get to, be put in touch with somebody who's really so ultra successful and yet at the same time still so underground. And this is really one of his first kind of public outings, if you like, and public kind of appearances. And as I've been saying this week, you probably won't recognize his name, but as I've said, that really doesn't matter. And in fact, in my opinion, that makes what he's done even more impressive, because he's done all this almost anonymously, just working from home. So let me just give you that link one last time, and then I'll give you we'll hand over to Mr. X. I'll give you the kind of formal introduction, if you like, and explain, reveal his identity once and for all. But before that, as I say, get over to the following website to get your cheat sheet to follow along with Mr. X, ideally if you can have this printed out. The website address for you to go to just now to get that cheat sheet for this call right now is michaelchaney.com/cheat sheet. Okay, /cheat sheet. That's CHEATSHEET. So michaelchaney.com/cheat sheet. If I occasionally sound like I'm about to excuse me, burst into song or start laughing, it's actually my I still have got this cough that I'm trying to throw off. I think it's a combination of hay fever here in Scotland. The weather's been probably the hottest it's been for a number of years, and it's reducing and resulting in a lot of pollen. But you don't want to know about that. You want to know about Mr. X. So, as I say, he is now in the building. He's waiting. He's on standby. I can see him on my console here that he is on the line. So let me just tell you a little bit about him. Obviously, you know quite a bit about him already from what I've been sending you this week. Well, let me just reveal his name, okay, first of all. Mr. X, his name is Nikhil Parekh, and he might correct me on the pronunciation, but Nikhil is spelled N-I-K-H-I-L, Nikhil Parekh, and he's been a full-time affiliate marketer since June 2005. He's actually based in Sydney in Australia. Now, I know we've got, for a fact, we have got a few people on the line tonight from Australia, so perhaps you may even live next door to this guy and not even know it. So I say he's been full-time online since June 2005, and he spends most of his time with his family as he's actually been growing his business. One of the times I met face-to-face with Nikhil, did have his family with him. He's got a very cute son who everybody was kind of doting over. And he's fortunate enough to be able to, work from home, do this from home, and actually spend a lot of time with his family and see his son grow up really close at hand, which I know is very important to him. He's also, quite recently as well, been sought out by many of the top marketers for assistance with their promotions and their pay-per-click advertising strategies. I'm sure he'll tell you more about that. Certainly a lot of big names that you will have heard of that Nikhil's been generating a lot of money for. What he's fast becoming famous for is the fact he's specialized in developing, a systemized approach to affiliate marketing using pay-per-click that's enabled him to create this seven-figure home-based business, as I say, all working from the comfort of home. So with no further ado, let me welcome to the call. I'm excited and honored to kind of introduce him to you, Nikhil Parekh. Hello and welcome to the call.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me on the call today. It's early morning, 8 o'clock in the morning in Sydney, so glad to be on the call.
Excellent. Great to have you along. I can tell you the lines are absolutely buzzing, jam-packed. So it's going to be a great call. So do you maybe just want to, just to start off, maybe fill in some of the gaps on your background that maybe I left out, or maybe just give people a quick overview on what we're going to be going through on this call?
Sure, Michael. Look, one of the things, thanks for the nice introduction, firstly. And the second point is that bio that you actually read was a short bio that we had worked together with. But the point is, Back in 1996, I've been online since 1996.
Right.
Now, that's actually a good thing and a bad thing, because I've been working in the corporate world for quite a few years, and I had a cushy job, cushy role, and I felt that I was progressing nicely, and I didn't really need to do this internet stuff because it was a nice to have. I had a good six-figure income, and everything was progressing nicely.
Okay.
Then in 2001, I got married, and then still worked hard, traveled 3 hours a day to and from work, and it just got to a point where I was quite frustrated with all the traveling, and I wanted to do something for myself.
Right.
So, again, this internet was in the background, and I played around with, generating some e-books or, just on my PC, nothing to sell or anything like that, but just playing around. Like I said, since 96, I remember some of the first e-book creating software, That's
right.
How far back I can go. I can remember some of the big names like Mike Fulsain. I still remember Mike Fulsain making posts on different forums
when
he was just starting out. So I see all these people fly past me, and I think some of your listeners need to realize is that what happened for me, it will happen for them as well. Maybe this call is that push for them. For me, it was in 2005 when we found out that my wife's expecting our first child.
Right.
Now, that was something for me that was like a huge shock. I realized now that, we're going to have this new person in our life, and I wanted to be more financially stable.
Yeah.
So I had to figure out, I had to make the internet work, and I knew that I wanted to work from home for a long time, but now I had that extra motivation. I knew March 2006 was when my son was born. I had to have everything at home by then.
Right, right.
So, your listeners are listening on the call, you have to have that reason. What's your big reason? Try and figure out what your big reason is. For me, it was having this little child. And, for yourself too, Michael, there must have been something in that pushed you. Otherwise, you'd be progressing the way you were always progressing. You need that extra kick to get you going.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's funny you were saying that. I mean, I didn't really know that about how you started out. And it was the same for, same for me. I was in a corporate job, and, I just hated it. I mean, that was one of the biggest kicks for me. It was just, I was getting to a stage of being depressed in my job sort of thing. So that, for me, I just couldn't put up with it anymore, and I just couldn't really work out what else I could do. I didn't want to, continue doing that. And as you say, if you've got a big enough push or a big enough pull, then that's really what you need. That's what's going to drive you over the line type of thing.
Absolutely. And, one of the other things, you may have shown some of the screenshots of the income that I've been earning since 2005. One thing listeners need to realize is that you don't need to start with that much of spending or start earning that much straight away. The hardest dollar is actually the first few dollars that you earn. Once you earn the first dollar, it's so much easier to continue to grow, and that's exactly what I did. I started with a couple hundred dollars. In fact, I probably started with $100, $120, and I lost the first month because my view was I wanted something easy, and I didn't want to get into the technical stuff. So the easiest thing for me was affiliate marketing. Rather than having to create a product, find joint venture partners, here's products on ClickBank, products on Commission Junction, where people can just subscribe and start promoting pretty much from day one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how I started with $100, and I knew about pay-per-click. I had some of the earlier books, Perry Marshall. I had bought some of his stuff, but I hadn't done anything. I even had the Google Cash method, which was, spend 10 cents a click and sell affiliate products. And nowadays, you can't afford. There's really hard places to find 10 cents a click. There's so much competition. And, I think the listeners who are coming on now stand to gain a real big deal from the point that pay-per-click is evolving in terms of how infomercials have evolved over the years. I believe very strongly that the infomercial market is a representation of what's happening on the internet. Back in the late 70s, you'd find, you could run a little overhead projector and run some real estate course, and cost you $500 on late-night TV, and doesn't matter how bad it was, you could sell it. That's how it was on the internet, 2001, 2002. People could sell pretty much anything. And now it's become much more competitive. for an infomercial, for example, I heard it costs something like $250,000 just for an infomercial to get a prototype done before you even make 1 cent.
Right. Yeah,
so
that certainly put me off from doing it in the past. And, you know, I've got to come clean. I mean, you know, you maybe don't realize the extent of my ignorance on this, but, you know, I mean, I think on average, you know, or on balance, I've probably lost money doing pay-per-click, you know, over the years. You know, I have had some campaigns that have worked. I've probably, to be honest, not really understood why they've worked, but, you know, I've tried little different things here and there. But to me, I've found it, as you say, very competitive. I didn't know when to start to, you know, find the gaps in the market, and, you know, if there was a gap in the market, was it there for a reason, or, you know, was it just an undiscovered gap? So, I can totally understand with that. So, I mean, I've never, I've never really tried to educate people on my list about pay-per-click because, you know, I've always put my hands in the air and said, well, look, I don't really know anything about this. You know, I know enough to be dangerous, but that's, you know, that's about it. And I think, you know, as with any market, with any type of activity online, you've really got to find, you know, an expert, which is obviously why I was really excited when you agreed to, you know, share this information, because I know that, you know, you're doing this day in, day out, and that's really what it takes to understand it initially, and then obviously you can then pass that information on to other people.
Sure, and I think, you know, if with this call, I think your listeners are going to get a good deal of value, because I like to keep things extremely simple. You know, for me, I've seen some questions. We're going to answer some of your listeners' questions. I've got them all listed here. But one of the challenges is I see a lot of people say, you know, we need a lot of keywords. You know, we need thousands and thousands of keywords. For me, it's more likely the other case. I need the top 20% of keywords
mm-hmm.
that are going to give me 80% of my results. It's the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
You don't need a lot of keywords. You need to think what are the top keywords. And, you know, Google are now giving you some amazing data. I'll talk about that a bit later on the call, how Google are now giving you real numbers so you can actually see estimates from the previous month, similar to what Overture had a few years ago where you had real numbers from the month before. Google has that new feature which shows you how many searches were done for your keyword for each combination, you know, the phrase, the broad, the exact, and the negative match.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, so that's what, you know, if the marketplace is changing and not many people are talking about it, the smart ones are using it, but, you know, not everyone's getting all this information, and I feel it's like the smart people are, you know, pay-per-click guys are making a quiet fortune, and the reason I thought I'd share my information with everyone is because, you see, I'm in a lot of non-internet marketing markets. That's one of the things that a lot of the experts are finding, and they come to me for advice, is because I take a lot of the internet marketing, you know, the one-time offers, the upsells, all those processes, and I move it into other markets where there's not much competition. You know, some markets are not savvy enough for the marketing style, and they don't. You know, internet marketers are getting, you know, cleverer now. They go, you know, there's going to be upsell here. There's going to be a back end product. You know, they're familiar with that. But in offline markets or other markets outside of internet marketing, you have to understand people who are coming via pay per click or any method to your website, they're actually looking for information. They're looking for someone to step up and say, I'm the authority in this particular topic. And if you can help them, I think Jay Abraham called it the strategy of preeminence, which says a client should be under your protection. So any client that comes along, you want to make sure that you take them out of the marketplace for that particular product and protect them. Like, you've got a huge list of subscribers and listeners on this call, and the whole reason they're on your list is because you've added value, you've given good content, they like you and they trust you, and they're getting to know you now. And that's the whole reason why if they were going to purchase any product, they'd want to make sure that you mentioned about it first, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Then they can make an informed decision. And that's the whole way you have to approach the online business. Very similar to the pay-per-click market as well. And that's where I see the huge gap. And some of the questions we'll go through, but, you know, I see these questions all the time. You know, how can I promote an affiliate product and make money? Well, the real strategy is one of the lessons, if your listeners want to go to that first page. Everything that I talk about hinges around this formula. You know, where are we in the process? leads multiplied by conversion. Now, pay-per-click falls into the leads category. How are we getting our traffic? So it's similar, leads equals traffic almost. So it's traffic to your website, and the number of conversions you have equals your customers.
Okay.
And I have this on my board every day. I look at it and go, how can I increase my customers' sales and profit? Remember those the values on the right-hand side, the customers, the sales, and the profit can't be controlled. All you can control is the leads and conversions. So when I say I want more customers, I've got to figure out how can I get more traffic and how can I increase my conversion. There's only two variables that can affect my number of customers.
Right, yeah. It's basically not putting the cart before the horse and saying, you know, obviously everybody wants more customers, but you can't get those, can you, until you've, as you say, until you've worked on those other parts.
Absolutely. And the other thing, you know, why I find pay-per-click advertising so lucrative and so important is most marketers are approaching it the wrong way. They go out and create a product, and they might do a survey to their list, and sometimes they might have a list that really likes them and agrees to everything they say, and they go out and create this product. But
yeah,
my benchmark is actually testing with cold traffic. So I can figure out what people are asking for. If I want to label a product, I can test it with a headline on AdWords. I can test two different headlines and figure out which one's getting more clicks, and that can become my headline for my product.
Right, okay, yep.
Even the body copy of the ad, you know, you have four lines of text there. Depending on what people click on, I can then determine what's the bigger hot button. So is it, you know, saving money or making money? Is it, you know, increased pleasure or reduced pain? And then I can figure out how to create a product for that marketplace down the track.
Yeah, based on the real feedback. I think that's important, isn't it? Because, you know, I've seen too many people and listen to people saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to create this product and this product, and they don't actually do any kind of market research. You know, you don't get any kind of, feedback or real data on whether or not people actually want that.
That's right. I mean, and they get passionate about the actual product, and they forget that there's actual customers out there that need to buy. And sometimes a survey is not necessarily the only answer. You have to test it with cold traffic to figure out, especially if you're doing, for example, if you want to launch a book. You know, there's all these things that you need to consider beforehand. That's why I work with a lot of authors now as well to work out how they can figure out what titles they're going to use and, you know, all those important information. Otherwise, they could create something and there's no market for it.
Right, yeah.
So that's why I believe pay-per-click advertising, while it's a little bit difficult for most, if you understand that there's a whole funnel, and a lot of affiliates promote products that there's you know, there's only one sale. For example, they might go to ClickBank and they might find, for example, an anxiety product, or they might find a product that has to do with PlayStation portable games, some of those download sites, and they promote these products on ClickBank. They are making the affiliate merchant bridge.
They
basically become the bridge page. They are sending people to the merchant. They're not capturing any names and email addresses. And they simply, if that company is not available anymore, they simply have to go and start everything again. They're almost day trading. You know, some days they're up and some days they're down. And I've done that, and I've learned that's, you know, that's actually building your house on quicksand almost. And
yeah,
I couldn't let that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're saying, in the kind of inverted commas olden days, that was probably sufficient, wasn't it? Because there weren't that many people doing it or understanding it, and, you know, you could go off and do that for different products and, you know, make a fair bit of money. But as you're saying now, it's you're going to be making probably less sales that way anyway, and it's really, you know, things where they're selling multiple products that you've got to be getting involved with.
I know, you know, there's a lot of people who are coming out with new products, you know, to internet marketing products and these review site products. I've seen a ton of products come out over the last few months, and I'm feeling, you know, I cringe when I see this, not for any reason other than, you know, these are creating thousands of people creating the exact same type of sites, you know.
Right.
And it's so noticeable on the marketplace. I mean, I go to the internet now. In most markets, you see this present. You go there, and there's a review site which says these
right.
are the top five products. And all they base their decision on those five products in which gives them the most commission. So the first product will always be the one that's getting the highest conversion or the most cost per commission.
Right,
you get more
yeah.
commission out of it. And, you know, you look at some of the numbers and you go, well, they made 4.5, they called this 4.5, they called this 3.5, they called this 1.5. It's all dodgy information. I've seen some information on the net, you know, I don't know who to call sometimes. It's just so frustrating, and I know I can see through it. I just feel sorry for the consumers out there because they've got signs like, you know, as appeared on CNN and NBC and all these different television networks, and they just cut and paste these little logos on their site, and they are deceiving the visitor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might deceive the visitor once. You've paid for that visitor, but you haven't actually realized that there's actually a person on the other end of the computer. They have real needs. They have real wants. They have real concerns. If you can address those concerns by actually establishing yourself as an authority in this marketplace, you stand to win not only on this first sale, you can move them through to, you know, continuity products. They will want to deal with you because they feel like they know you in person.
Yeah. I think
that's the whole difference in pay-per-click. You know, most people don't do this.
Well, yeah, I think it's strange, isn't it? I think people kind of look at pay-per-click as a almost like it's not part of marketing somehow. Like, you know, we all know that, you know, good marketing involves, you know, building a relationship and, as you say, giving value. And for some reason, people maybe look at pay-per-click and say, well, you know, I don't need to do that because it's just, you know, it's a numbers game. You know, I stick in some cash here and, you know, traffic pulls out the other side and, you know, fire some of this traffic at the page and some of them will buy. But, you know, it's still people, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's still, you know, real people that you've got to make a real connection with in order to, you know, make sales, really. It's just the same old thing, but for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason people are, you know, obviously forgetting those kind of essentials.
I think what pay-per-click advertising is for most people is that it's a cost. You know, you've got to spend money before you get anything in the door. And in the marketplace now, people have, you know, had this instant riches, like I spend a dollar and I make $2 the same day. They haven't realized that there's a long-term value of that customer. How long will this person be on your database? How long can you keep continuing selling related products to them? You know, I have people just outside my non-IM market. I'm purely talking about internet marketing products. I have people email me pretty much every week because I've built relationships with them, and I don't have a massive internet marketing. That's because that was not my focus. But I have people emailing me and say, you know, this new product has come out. What do you think of it? I haven't seen you promote it. Would you recommend it? And do you have an affiliate link I could buy it through?
Yeah.
You know, you don't see that in most people who send out emails these days. And Michael, you're one of the good guys. I've seen your emails and they're top notch. You know, when you communicate with people, it's actually adding value. And some of the marketers out there, I feel sorry for. You know, I don't know what the unsubscribe rate is because it's just no adding value. You know, go buy this now. It's going to expire. There's no relationship with your visitor.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the real value comes in pay-per-click is by looking at this whole funnel approach. Like, you know, taking them to the next step. What's the next product you can sell them? For example, I could be promoting a $27 ebook on ClickBank, a health ebook. And I might make, you know, a few sales. I'll lose money. I might just break even or lose money on the front end. But by building a relationship with people, I could move them up to a $497 product, which is another affiliate product. And then I could move them up to a $997 course. And then I could move them up to a $10,000 bootcamp. If you understand the whole funnel, it's not hard. Because remember, people, if you don't ask, you don't get. If people are on your list who want this value, they will buy.
Yeah, I mean, this is some of the stuff when, you know, when I first met you in San Francisco, you were telling me this kind of stuff, and I was like, wow, you know, this is like big stuff. You know, we're not talking about, it's a different approach entirely, isn't it? Most people kind of go into this and say, oh, yeah, I'll throw a few dollars at it, and I'll make, you know, a few dollars commissions. When you were, you know, you've always had this ability to, you know, think of the, you know, the big picture and kind of say, well, no, it's not about that first sale. You know, as you said, you know, you can even make a loss on that first sale. It's about getting that lead and what that lead and what the lifetime value of that customer is worth. I mean, I think that, you know, one of the first conversations we had in that hotel in San Francisco at Mike Phil Sames' event, you told me something like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm doing really well on pay-per-click, and you were saying some of the numbers that you were spending and you were making. I was like, wow, that's amazing. And, you know, I was kind of, well, what sort of things do you promote? I couldn't stop asking you questions. I don't know if you remember.
Absolutely.
But you were saying, oh, yeah, well, I just, you know, I was expecting you to sell, yeah, you know, e-books and, you know, different markets and stuff like that. And you said, oh, yeah, I've been promoting, you know, $5,000 products. And I was like, what? And you were saying, yeah, just, you know, some of the products I promoted, like $5,000 and $10,000, you know, through pay-per-click. And I just couldn't get my head around that at all, that, you know, somebody would click on an ad and somehow you can magically make them, you know, spend $5,000. I just thought that was incredible how you've managed to build a system to do that.
Yeah, I think that was in September of last year. In fact, it's very soon after that I was in LA. I went to Eben Pagan Get Altitude event, and
yeah.
I actually managed to sell two $10,000 programs via pay-per-click advertising. And, you know, this is no relationship with people. You know, this is purely on a landing page, establishing relationship with people and telling them, you know, this is why I feel that you should go. This is the bonus I'm going to give you. And we'll talk a little bit about this in this call. Most people are doing it the wrong way. You know, look at what you can complement an existing product. You know, this product launches come out there all the time. You know, how can you complement that existing product? So what I did with the Get Altitude event was I purely bid on Get Altitude. I bid on the name, and I bid on the Eben Pagan's name. That was it. And that was predominantly all my traffic. But when
right.
it came to my page, there was no sales pitch, you know, go buy this product. I said, you know, contact me if you need any help. You know, I'm here. I recommend going to the event. This is who I am. These are my numbers or some of my numbers. You know, if I can help you in any way, just let me know. And this is my bonus that I'm offering. So, you know, just give me a call, and we can talk, and I'm happy to help. And,
right.
you know, they contacted me, we emailed back and forth, and then they paid $10,000 to come to a course. Now, you know, they sell two $10,000 tickets. You know, most people are, you know, struggling to sell $27 e-books.
Yeah.
They're not viewing it as a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that is the, right there. I mean, that, those two things together, you know, going after the, you know, the bigger ticket items, fit, you know, and also thinking about the lifetime value of that traffic, but also, as you say, focusing on the, you know, the relationship building, those three things together really obviously reap massive rewards for you, because, as you say, you know, if somebody's promoting, you know, even a $47 or $97 product, they're going to have to shift an awful lot for, you know, to get anywhere near, you know, the amount of money you're doing just selling, you know, one product.
And look, we've got a worldwide audience. So, you know, that's right, one product. You know, just the real numbers on that, it cost me $1,200, US dollars to advertise.
Okay.
And I ended up doing 20,000 in sales, of which I made, I think, 50%. So my take was $10,000.
Right.
And it cost me $1,200. So I've made $8,800 net. And you work out in any pay-per-click advertising campaign out there, who's able to get those types of returns? Because the only difference is I'm focusing on how I can help the customer.
Right.
And one other thing that, you know, if your listeners are just starting out, one thing if you're approaching with bonuses and things like that, my bonus was, you know, I will help you with your business. I will, you know, strategize with you and give you some assistance in internet marketing, et cetera. And the other bonus was, look, my guarantee was so strong, if at any stage, you know, the guarantee for the program was 30 days or, you know, attend the event, you can get your money back at the event, and you get another 30 days after the event,
right.
Claim your money. My guarantee was 12 months. I'm giving you a 12-month guarantee. I make, you know, full disclosure, I make $5,000 on the deal. I will give you back $5,000 from my pocket, even after 12 months if you find that you haven't got any value from me.
Right.
And the reason I did that was the lifetime value, because I know this product may not be for that person, but if I establish a relationship with them, down the track, I could sell them a $20,000 or $50,000 program if I wanted to, because they know that I'm the real deal. I'm not just trying to say, yeah, pay me the money and I'll never give you the money back.
Yeah.
You know, very different approach. And, you know, if the listeners want to take advice, there's not much competition in these higher ticket items, but I use lower ticket items to get my list going so I can find these higher end offers.
Right, okay.
And, you know, Michael, if you know, if you have a list and if you build a list of subscribers on a, you know, regular basis, you have all these opportunities up here. You know, a lot of people will approach you and say, look, we've got these deals that we can offer you as a special to your listeners because you have an asset.
Yeah.
It's not just day trading.
Yeah, I mean, that was another key thing that I've learned from you, is this idea that, you know, it's building the asset, isn't it? It's building the, again, it comes back to, you know, it's kind of, you know, the essentials of marketing, that you've got to you know, actually build something that's going to stand the test of time. And that, you know, I've learned that, you know, the hard way, you know, as well. But I think people miss the boat on that one, don't they, as well, with pay-per-click, and see it almost like a pipeline of, okay, it comes from here, it goes over there, and I take a you know, percentage of it, and then that's it, and tomorrow I'm just going to have to get new people coming in. But what you're saying is, you know, almost every person that clicks on the ad or lands on your page, you know, a high percentage of those are actually going to be, you know, ongoing customers of yours for, you know, months and even years.
And, you know, I have some of the screenshots, I don't know if I've showed you, but I get like between 600,000 to 1 million visitors a month to some of my sites. Now, if you work it out, if I didn't capture any names and email addresses, sure, there's going to be people who don't give me the names and email addresses, which is fine. They may not buy from me. I may not have been the right person to buy from. But the other ones, I know that I can build a relationship with over the next few months. I can sell them quite a few related products.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the dog training example, I like to use the dog training example. You know, someone's looking for a dog training ebook. I saw some review sites the other day, and, you know, it's similar. Three products promoting this product, that product, and another product. Again, the first one makes the most commission, 5, 4.5, and 4 out of 5 for ratings. Again, no contact information, no authority. Fly-by-night operation. I honestly believe that's a fly-by-night operation. And
yeah.
What happens is they promote the product, but the person who's actually who has a dog, who wants to train their dog, what's actually going into their mind? I know you've got a pet today, Michael, but, you know, you have, if you're really fanatical about your pet, you want to make sure they get the right health care, you know, the right exercise, the right food,
mm-hmm.
the right clothing if it's cold. You know, some people may take insurance out on their pets.
Yeah, yeah.
So why would you leave all that extra money on the table when you've sold them an ebook, when you could have sold them all these other related products? And not actually sell them. It's more like helping them find what, giving them the right advice.
Right, right, okay. Yeah, so it's more, it's kind of, it's almost like, you know, almost like being a butler type of thing. You know, you go off like a Jeeves sort of idea, and you go off and you find all the other things that they would need, and then just kind of offer them to them on a silver platter, and just say, okay, I know you've, at the moment, right now, this is, you know, of most interest to you, but actually, you know, there's also all this stuff as well that is probably going to be of interest to you at some point.
Exactly, and you know, you encourage dialogue with your listeners because you get them to interact with you. It becomes like almost like a radio show. You know, I've seen you do it, Michael. You know, you have people who comment on your blog. It's that relationship building.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the whole point. I don't see many people do that. They you mail out and they say, you know, hopefully someone buys my product. They look at the click through rate in and hope that some sales happen. And that's not really the way to operate because you're only looking at a very small piece of the pie.
Right, right, okay.
And I'm thrilled that you're sharing this information. I'm glad you have listeners on the call because I wouldn't want to be sharing this with everybody in the sense how I approach my business because, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't do. It's the mindset, having the mindset that, you know, someone who buys something, as long as there's value, they will pay for it. So that's why the high-ticket items are easy to sell. You know, it's a no-brainer because if someone's going to take out their credit card, they can buy a $10 item or they can pay a $10,000 item if they've got the funds.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Look, what I wanted to get on to before we get too far down the track is we've got some questions here. Would you mind if I answered some of the questions?
Yeah, go ahead. That'd be great.
Okay, so one of the questions came in was elaborating more on the keywords and keyword phrases. As I mentioned, the keywords that I focus on are usually the top 20% of keywords, so I tend not to worry too much about the long-tail keywords. Yes, there's money in the long tail, but I've learned how to monetize the high-spend traffic, you know, the top keywords,
okay,
by looking at the full funnel. So I don't – if I leave 20% of money on the table – so what? There's plenty of money for everybody else. I can go to another market and dominate that market.
Right, right, okay.
So I don't try and get every single cent out of one market, meaning there's only one market there. I rather focus on multiple products because, you know, customers can buy multiple related products. Like I said, the dog training, I was purely focusing on a dog training ebook. There's
only
a limited amount of people who buy that. But if I looked at the insurance, I look at, you know, some type of continuity program, if there was, or even look at creating something. It's not hard these days because, you know, there's coders out there who can pretty much do anything for you, and prices are so cheap, you can do a lot of fancy things.
Yeah, yeah.
So from a keyword point of view, I would suggest your listeners go to Google and look up the keyword tool in Google. It's free. So you can get some real data. It's coming from Google's database. Some of the numbers, will leave you thinking, oh, hang on, something's wrong here. You might do a search, and it says it's 100,000 searches, and you put up an AdWords campaign and may get like under 5,000 a month. Some of the numbers are really off, but it's better than nothing. At least it gives you an idea.
So what you're saying there, because I think, I've got to emphasize that, because it's certainly, it's a big area, when you're starting to create these ads, isn't it, that what you're saying is really don't bother going after all these itty-bitty little phrases that, are quite obscure. You're saying, well, no, go after the big hitters, the top percentage of phrases that are going to get the most traffic. Focus on those. Is that generally what you're saying?
Yeah, so I focus on brand names of products. Like if I can bid on brand names, for example, if a new internet marketing product comes out, those people who are typing that product name into Google are looking for that product. If they type in product name plus review, they are looking for a review of that product. But if someone types in, healthcare, like Hoodia is a, Hoodia is one of those weight loss drugs, right?
Okay.
Weight loss, it's not a drug, it's usually a weight loss supplement. It's from South Africa, so one of the supplements. But this, people are making a fortune in that money, in the market, because they're just looking at review sites, but again, not looking at the huge potential of getting the names and email addresses and selling a whole range of back-end products to them. Someone's paying so much money for a weight loss supplement, they most likely are keen on weight loss. So they might buy, another diet program, or they might buy another exercise piece of equipment.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing that, you are leaving so much money on the table. You've got to take that customer out of the market and move them through your funnel. Some will buy, some won't, but if you're building relationships, majority of people will want to deal with people they know, like, and trust.
Right.
So that's one of the questions here from the keyword point of view. One asks, what sort should be used and targeted, and for what sort of campaign? Small budget or large budget? It depends on what your budgets are, but I would suggest start small and start with, maybe $50 or $100 a month, or, $100, $50 a day, just to test it out and monitor it closely. But you want to be testing out, building your name, capture list, and building a relationship with your list. Sometimes you find, that's the whole funnel that I have. I work at how to get people to my landing page, make sure that landing page or squeeze page, just a simple page that tells people to give me their name and email address. In exchange, I give them value straight on the page.
Right.
Here's something for free, maybe a short video or audio, and build the relationship with them then and there. They can hear me or see me or hear some of an expert in the marketplace that I've established. And that person is the expert. If you go into markets, you don't want to be the authority for.
Right,
and,
Go
under pseudonyms or go under a joint venture partnership. So I'd start with a small budget and look at how you can build relationships in that marketplace.
So I think, again, that's probably important to emphasize as well. You're saying that, just like you did, you started, really small amounts. It doesn't have to be, hundreds of dollars a month even, does it? It's just, you start small, you find the market, you get the approach right when you're going in, and you can start, on really low amounts. And then once you find something that wins, that's actually winning for you, then you kind of scale it up.
Exactly. When I started out, this was when we found out we're having my son in March 2006. This was like June, July of 2005. At that point, I'd left my corporate role. I was actually importing from China. I was a whole different industry because I wanted to be in business for myself. And I hated that role so much because it was hard work. I remember one time we ordered a container of goods from China, and I decided that, I'd like to offload this container myself with my brother. Right, we carried 6 tons of, goods out of that container. 6 tons. We put them onto a trolley and rolled them into a storage unit. And after 2 hours of that, we got to half the container. We were finished. I couldn't even move my arms the next day for probably a week.
Yeah.
And I said, never again. I'm not going to do that again. But when in that June, July 2005, I started not wanting to go to work. I went back to the warehouse. I was just, I was so bored, I was so tired, I was so depressed with that particular role. I just wanted to get this internet working. And I started with like 100, money was so tight. My wife was working up right through to February I think late February she was working because I had to get this internet marketing going and I wanted some income coming in. So
yeah.
I knew once she stopped working, we needed that cash.
Yeah, right.
But I started with $100. I lost $100 the first month. Then I went on the next month. Again, I'm using my credit card and hopefully wisely. I was hoping that this would work. I knew it would, but just wanted to make sure I had the right strategy. Then I probably spent $100 the next month, made $150. Then I increased it to $150 spending, and then I made $250. And I kept growing that way. And
right,
use
right.
the credit card cycle wisely. You know, you make sure you maximize the use of the 45 or 55-day interest-free period. Because with QuickBank, for example, if you're starting out QuickBank, checks come every 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have ample time to clear out any credit card debt.
And actually pay off the advertising cost before, yeah, I see what you mean, yeah.
So, you know, if people say we haven't got any, funds are tight, well, look at how you can use credit cards wisely by maximizing the use of the 45 or 55-day interest cycle.
Right, yeah, that's another good tip. Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
So let's look at another question we have here. When entering a profitable niche and you're looking to do a pay-per-click campaign, what is the effective way of doing keyword research? Like I said, if you're using the Google keyword tool, and the easiest way I look at finding that is typing keyword tool into Google. It's the first link there. Or if you have an AdWords account, you have access to the keyword tool under your tools menu. One of the good things about that is it's telling you keywords that people have typed into their database.
Right.
So it's, you know, they've got the data. You know, some of the keywords are already there. Another tip that from keyword research, which is highly uncontested right now, you'll find that you get traffic, not a huge amount of traffic, but you get traffic and there's not many competitors in, is putting keywords together. So if you had dog training as one word,
mm-hmm.
that's the not many people are advertising on the one-word phrases, and people type that into Google, dog
training. Oh, right,
one word.
What you mean. Yeah.
So, you know, make sure you include that into your campaign as in your ad groups. And another thing to look at is www.dogtraining.com. People type in those types of URLs all the time. So if
right.
you're sitting on the URL, you stand to get some traffic as well for next to nothing.
Yeah, I've seen that. Actually, I've seen that for years in my, you know, access files. You see that people actually type in the website address, you know, to find your website. You know, they type it into Google rather than, you know, type it into the address bar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, you know, you have to use those keywords because people, you know, what they do is if you have to realize that sometimes people mistakenly type the address in the search rather than the actual title, the address, website address bar at the top. They type
yeah.
it into the search.
Yeah.
So make sure you, you know, at least bid that because you might get a couple hundred clicks a month.
Right.
So
yeah.
you never know if you're building a relationship and getting them into your funnel, it's additional, you know, it costs you next to nothing and you can build the funnel and, you know, sell them a lot of related products.
Yeah, well, I mean, in internet marketing, I don't know what it's. I've never, you know, never gone into other markets in a big way, really. But, you know, they say in internet marketing, you know, a person on your list, you know, if you can develop a relationship with that person, then it's, you know, it's worth, you know, at least a dollar to you, you know, every month. You know, so if you've got 100,000 people on your list, then that's, you know, should be. Theoretically, $100,000 a month that you can make, you know, by recommending products and selling your own products to that list. And it's probably, I would imagine, probably higher in other markets.
Oh, it's just so lucrative, you know. That's why I strongly suggest because, like you said, one name on your database is worth a dollar a month as
yeah.
long as they stay on your list. So you keep adding the names. That's why I look at all these new products coming out and I go, oh, something's wrong. Why are these products being promoted in that sense? Because there's a fundamental flaw in all these products because they're not looking at the lifetime value. It's, you know, a short-term strategy. It might be a product that says, you know, get your site on Google on the first page for free, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the top search rankings. Well, it's a short-term solution. If you're not building a list or you're not looking at how to build that relationship, if you're doing it just for a quick exercise to get yourself up there and get some traffic into your list, well, okay. But if you're doing it just to promote an affiliate product, well, tomorrow you're going to have to do it all again.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I'd like to look at, and I hope your listeners get this, the five phases, you know, the leads conversion, upsells, the one-time offers, the continuity programs, looking at how you can, your margin talks about, you know, how can you reduce your cost and increase your value. So how to add extra value by, you know, you could reduce your cost by $2 or add a couple extra modules or workbooks into your course, which costs you $2 but actually adds $50 onto the back end of your product. So you're looking at how to increase the value and margin.
So are you saying then, I mean, what about people that, you know, don't want to create their own product? I mean, are you creating products for all these markets? Or is it still possible, you know, to go off and, you know, recommend other people's products, you know?
No, you absolutely can recommend existing products. There's no harm yet. However, what you can actually do is add a bonus. So instead of getting a margin of, you know, 1% or 2% conversion, you can actually increase your conversion to like 10% by just adding a cheap bonus onto it, which could be just an audio recording or a little screen capture tutorial or something you may source from. I mean, I've had situations where I've gone to experts in certain markets and said, you know what, can I get an audio interview with you? Can I get something that you've, you know, got lying around that I can have as an exclusive to promote your product? So, you know, it could be like the, you know, under someone's attic, there was this, or in the attic, there was this little audio recording that was collecting dust. And we got it. So if you buy this product, you're going to get this as well. You know, I might ship it out in a CD if I need to, or might digitally deliver it. But that value increases my conversion tremendously.
Yeah, because it sets you apart, doesn't it, for everyone else that's, you know, just doing the same thing and just sending people directly to the link.
Exactly. So that's where the difference is. I think this is another very important question we have here, and I'd like to address this if possible. Someone asked, how do we maintain a fairly high click-through rate? Now, just for benefit of people who don't know, click-through rate is based on how many searches are done in a month. So if 100 people search on Google, that's 100 impressions. And if 2 people click on your link, that's your click-through rate. Google rewards you for a higher click-through rate. Well, some of the tricks that you need to consider for your higher click-through rate is making sure the keyword that you bid on is actually in the headline, because Google makes that in bold. So if you have dog training in the headline, definitely attracts a better click-through rate. I've seen some markets like still not using it, and I don't understand why, because this makes more sense to me that your click-through rate is going to be affected by the actual word in the domain name, in the headline, the keyword in the headline.
Yeah.
Another trick you can use is the question mark.
Okay.
Dog training question mark attracts a much higher click-through rate in market, so you want to test that out. Always write 2 ads, if you can, in your AdWords account, one with a question mark, one without, and see which one gets a better click-through rate.
Okay, cool.
You had a question there, Michael?
Yeah, I was just going to say with the, you're saying put the keyword in the headline. So are you saying, and this kind of, I think this is another question that came up, something one that I've got is, are you saying then, I mean, do you create an ad for every phrase, or how far down do you kind of expand that, and you know, do you create one ad for each of the phrases you've got, or?
Yes, yeah, that's an excellent question, because what's happening is nowadays we have automated tools that can do that. So I've had my own programs created, but you can use a product like Speed PPC. It's about, I think, $397. You can buy that product, or, you know, There's some other tools out there that can do something similar. But what you want to be doing is each ad group should have, for me, a maximum of 10 keywords. So if I had dog training, I want to make sure I have all the different combination, matching combinations. Like in Google, you have what's called phrase, broad, exact, and negative matches. The broad match is just dog training on its own, no quotation marks, nothing, just dog training like that, which means anyone who types in training my dog in Scotland, then your ad shows up, because the ad, your keyword was in the actual search term. Dog training was in the search term, but not necessarily in any particular order.
Okay.
So dog, that's the broad match. Then you have the phrase match, which says dog training Scotland or UK dog training. Dog training has to be in that particular order, but there can be a word or words before it or words after it. But dog training has to be in that particular order, and that's called phrase matching, and you put double quotation marks, well, just quotation marks around it to indicate it's a phrase match.
Okay, so that's basically when, yeah, the words have got to appear in that, yeah, as you say, in that order with nothing in between them, but you could have other stuff at the end or after them type of idea.
before and after yesterday.
Right, okay.
And then the exact match combination, which is just dog training in square brackets, which means if someone only typed in dog training and nothing else before or after it, then your ad must display.
Okay.
So if you, your listeners are going to that Google keyword tool, type in dog training, and then you can actually see the phrase broad and exact matching combinations, etc. But what you can also see is the negative keywords. So there might be keywords like, if your product was purely focusing on training your dog, then you don't want a dog training collar.
Right,
you don't want to be bidding on that word because someone's looking for a collar for their dog, or you know, this electric shock treatment or something like that for dogs. I've seen these crazy devices that people have there
that
I don't agree with. But you know, if you don't want that particular word in your your ad to show for that particular keyword, you use negative keywords. So you put minus collar, minus free. If someone's looking for free dog training, maybe they won't be buying the product. So you put minus free so that, that your ad does not show up. And that increases your click-through rate as well.
Yeah, because you're basically filtering out, you know, people that you don't want or people that you don't think are going to buy out. I suppose that's really what you're doing there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Then you have a very tightly focused ad group with maybe a maximum of 5 or 10 keywords. But again, dog training is one word. I would put that keyword in my ad group as well. So tightly focused keywords. And, you know, if your landing page, some people have this quality score issue where they're getting hit with low quality scores. Well, one of the ways around that is to make sure in your display URL that if you had a site called www.domain.com, then include something like dog-training.html, like a physical page on your site, which talks about dog training. Google rewards you because they say, well, your ad contains dog training, your display URL has dog training, and if your page that you send them to talks about dog training, then you are rewarded by a better click-through rate and a better quality score.
So basically the display URL is, when you've got the ad, it's kind of four lines, aren't they? You've got a headline, then two kind of description lines, and then is it the fourth line? Is that the display URL actually shows the web address?
Yes, so you're talking about the actual display URL, which actually shows domain.com/dogtraining.html. Now, that would also be in bold.
Okay.
So, you know, it's attractive to the eye, and Google will reward you for that with a better quality score. Like, you, instead of getting $1 and $5 clicks, minimum bids, you might end up with 5 cents and 10 cent clicks.
Right, okay, cool.
So definitely something to look at, and you have to test. Ultimately, it's all about testing. Make sure you have at least 2 ads at any one point, you know, one with a different headline, something slightly different, and then use a tool called splittester.com. That's S-P-L-I-T, tester, T-E-S-T-E-R.com. It's a free tool which you can actually put in, you know, the clicks and the impressions, etc., and it will tell you for your 2 ads which one is the better one with certainty. Sometimes when just looking at it, you won't be able to tell. It has to be statistically correct. So use something like that to make sure that your ads are, you know, which one's a better ad.
Right, yes. I think I've seen those before, and it basically calculates it, doesn't it, and tells you, okay, well...
Yeah, he tells you 90% success or
90%. Yeah.
Different. Yep, that's it.
Cool.
So that's something you want to be looking at. I'm just looking at some other questions. I think affiliate marketing for me, there's a question here which says, is affiliate marketing a good way to generate income? I believe that pay-per-click is one of those ways to generate huge income with for your market if you approach it the right way. And the other strategy that you will use is once you understand that your pay-per-click strategy is sound, you're converting cold traffic, then you can do all your search engine optimization, your joint ventures, your e-sign advertising, etc. Without the right strategy, you know, you plan to fail because you don't know what the marketplace wants or the approach that they are more likely to go with.
All right. So, I mean, what would you say people kind of work on first, because there's two big sides to this, aren't there? And I didn't really appreciate that before. You know, I was thinking, oh, it's all about the ads and getting the ads right. But obviously, you're saying, well, actually, it's equally as much about the, you know, the landing page and what you put on there and finding the right market? I mean, what do people do first?
Well, I think one of the quick ways is to brainstorm maybe 3 to 5 ideas off the marketplace. In fact, Michael, you've got a link. I think I've given you a link where they've got a 5-day course that will explain a lot of this 5-day lesson plan, I think it was, where it tells you exactly how to choose the markets and things like that. That would probably be the best way. But one of the things you want to use is, you know, look at markets that you're already interested in. You have to be passionate about your market. Sometimes I see people go into markets where they don't have any interest in it. It's supposedly going to make them money, but they have no passion for it, and they make some money or they lose money, and then they just lose faith in the internet marketing game. But find something that you're interested in. See if you can find related products that you can sell to people, and then start doing some keyword research, making sure it is a market that they are buyers for. Check out, you know, it's the same stuff that we do for niche marketing, et cetera, looking at how we can find hot markets, et cetera. But some of the hottest markets, I believe, are the health market, the wealth market, and happiness market.
Right, okay.
Just keep it simple. Those are, I always like to keep it simple.
Yeah, I suppose those are big, you know, obviously big, you know, concerns on people's minds, definitely.
Exactly.
So yeah, do you want to maybe explain? Sorry, can you say again?
Yeah, I was wondering, making sure we're okay for time.
Yeah, I know we're coming up to the hour mark, so I was going to say maybe you can explain what you've got in store for the listeners, because I did briefly mention, I think, before you jumped on the call, that you did have kind of a secret that you were going to reveal towards the end of the show. So do you maybe just want to explain a little bit about the, you know, the free training that you've got for people and the you know, what happens next? I know we've only got limited time here, so.
What I wanted to say is that we've got a 5-day plan that we've put together for your listeners. It's just some of the things that I go through on a daily basis, like how to pick markets, how to set up an AdWords account, how to get started in the pay-per-click game. And other than that, I've got a product that's coming out literally today. I haven't had in fact, Michael, I haven't even broadcast it to my own list yet, and people have been asking me for a while when it's coming out. So I actually made it available to your listeners here.
Okay.
In fact, it actually includes 90 days free email support with me. So not only you're not getting anyone else, I actually email you and help you with your market and strategy and stuff like that. And you've got a link, I think, you can provide your listeners there to get to it. But ultimately, it's just a video series. I'm putting, at the moment, there's over 3 hours worth of quality video showing every step of the way that I, you know, brainstorm my ideas, pick markets, look at competition, position myself to win in this marketplace. And I'm working with some of the biggest names, and I know some of the biggest names now. It's just strange because I live out in Australia, and it's like almost on the other end of the world. And, you know, I met some of the experts like Mike Fulsaine and Stephen Pierce, and all have become really good friends of mine. And then I've got to meet people like Eben Pagan, and who's become a friend of mine as well. It's just so weird because, you know, I sometimes pinch myself. I'm sitting here in Sydney, Australia, which is out in nowhere land, and getting to meet all these experts.
Yeah, I know. It's the power of the internet, isn't it? I suppose. So what you're saying, I mean, I just want to kind of emphasize to everybody listening that what Nikhil's put together here has really gone the extra mile. He's developed this 5-part course for you. And I think he was saying, you know, we were speaking kind of off call that, you know, because there's so many questions that come in, and obviously this is a really hot topic that people want more information on. You're going to be able to maybe do another call with people, is that right?
Yeah, what I've got is, if you look at the cheat sheet, I think you mentioned in a video, Michael, that I normally give too much and I'm too generous, but I think I've included a lot of extra stuff here which I thought I'd cover, but what I'd like to do is, even if it need be, I'm happy for your listeners to get in on a free call, and I'm happy to do that and finish off this cheat sheet and cover all the different strategies and more about AdWords. I'm happy to do that. And we've also included a 5-day free course on the link I think I sent you earlier. So if you just let your listeners know that link, and they can...
Yeah, basically, the link is gone. Yeah, sure. The link to go and get this, just to emphasize what you're going to get, you're going to get the 5-day for free. You're going to get a 5-day pay-per-click course from Nikhil for free. And you're also going to get access to another call, again, free, with Nikhil to take you through the remaining content that we've not had time yet to go through on this call. After you, on the second page, you'll see there, you'll also be shown Nikhil's product that you can go and have a look at as well, which I strongly recommend. If you are serious about pay-per-click, you go and check that out. But, you know, either way, go in and go and get the, you know, the five-day course that's free from Nikhil, and access to a second call with Nikhil that's also free. Now, to go and get that, this is the link. I've also dropped it to you in email just now. So the link you need to go to is michaelchaney.com/exposed. So that's EXPOSED. So it's michaelchaney.com/exposed. If you go there, obviously Nikhil needs to email you the five-day course. You need to put your name and email address in. You'll then get the five-day pay-per-click course from Nikhil. You also get access to the a second live call. And you'll basically send people information on that, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'll schedule the call just to know there's I don't like to do the scarcity thing, but it's really going to be limited because my time, this involves my personal time with the course, not the five-day course, but if anyone picks up the other product that I have there, it's actually going to be limited to a very few people. And I'm actually speaking tomorrow at a seminar in Melbourne. I'm actually flying out to Melbourne tomorrow morning. So I'm starting to speak at a few seminars here in Australia. So I will be launching it at that event. So, you know, for people who want to get in, I check it out. You know, it comes with a guarantee. Michael knows me, and I'm money is not the most important thing. I'd rather build relationships that I've talked about. So check it out. If you really want to check out pay-per-click advertising, not many people are doing it this way. So have a feel and make sure you keep in touch. Let me know if I can help you with anything. But, yeah, I will be launching this tomorrow to my Melbourne audience. So, you know, try and get in when you can.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely second that. I mean, I can say hand on heart that, you know, if you do end up working with Nikhil, which I strongly recommend you do, if you do pay-per-click, there's nobody really better to learn from. You know, that this is a world exclusive. You know, I can say that with certainty that, you know, nobody else has been made aware of this, and you do want to get in on this before it fills up, because as you said, you know, you're going to be doing the personal email coaching. That's right, isn't it? You're actually being, you know, dealing personally with people, any questions they've got over you know, a pretty long period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's like a 90-day email support. If I feel like I said, I always over deliver. So if we feel the need that we need to get on the phone, I might even include some group coaching calls as well. So
right. It's
just always, you know, always over delivering, because I feel there's so much to know, but understanding this is really important. And I feel there's no really competition for me as well, because there's so many markets.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's so many different countries. The stuff we're doing now, we're going into different countries, and there's huge markets. You know, English is such a small percentage of the worldwide audience.
Yeah, that's true. So let me just get that link again in case you missed it, to go and get the free 5-day course and also be eligible for this second pay-per-click call that will also be free, and also to check out this coaching program with Nikhil. Obviously, there's no obligation at all. It's just, you know, if it's for you, it's for you. I recommend you do at least consider it. But if you do want the 5-day free course and the free additional call, get over to michaelchaney.com/exposed. That's EXPOSED. michaelchaney.com/exposed. And you'll then get the 5-day course and access to that free live call with Nikhil. And if it's okay, Nikhil, I'd like to be on that call as well, because, you know, you've delivered so much value on this one. And, you know, obviously there's so much information that you've still yet to, you know, still yet to share, and I know that, you know, we've only just started picking your brain, so, you know, I would like to take part in that call as well, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. I always like speaking to you, Michael. We've had such a great time. I think I met you first in San Francisco in person. I've been on your list as well for a while, and, you know, like I said, it's just, in fact, last year was my first trip to the U.S. You know, never been to the States before.
That
you saw me was my first trip.
I didn't know that.
And then we caught up in the Caribbean, and what a wonderful time we've had. You know, it's just the lifestyle this business has been able to give us is just phenomenal. And I just wish, as we saw on the cruise, I wish there were more people who were friends who we could call friends, who could come on the cruise with us. And that's what I believe with the listeners you have here. If they just take that step to make a change in their life and, you know, do something different with it, with whatever advertising they want to do, just get serious about the internet and the internet marketing, you know, we'll see you on the next cruise.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it just comes back to basics, really, that, you know, the only reason I'm successful, the only reason you're successful is, you know, we've followed other people, you know, we've followed in other people's footsteps and we've modelled what works. And, you know, as I say, there's nobody better to model from a pay-per-click standpoint than Unikeel. So, you know, I strongly suggest people that go and, you know, check out that free information, get the 5-day course, get the free call, the second call, and, you know, give serious consideration to that coaching program, because I'm pretty sure that you're going to get stampeded tomorrow when you go and speak at, you know, speak from the stage about this, because I know you're going to over-deliver there as well. So let me just give that link one last time, and then we'll sign off for today. And those of you that are able to go ahead and get in there, you'll see us on the second call. So if you want to be part of the second call and also get the 5-day free course, get over to michaelchaney.com/exposed. That's EXPOSED. michaelchaney.com/exposed. So really all that remains then is for me to thank you, Unikeel, for everything that you've shared. Thank you for your time and coming on the call and sharing all this with us.
You're most welcome, and thank you for having me on the call. And like I said, listeners, please just get started. Do something different today in, you know, whatever method. It's just so lucrative out there, and this is the right time to be in the game.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, well, I'll look forward to speaking to you on the next call, and I'll be going through your 5-day course as well. So I look forward to speaking to you real soon.
Thanks, Michael. All the best.
All the best. Speak soon.
Bye.
Bye now.